Cyberspace devotee in Luxembourg, the tiny little country in Europe, Langers asks, can you give some practical examples, concrete examples on affectionate detachment and how that can help me in my daily life and my business? Well, Langers, many people are attached to their body. They're attached to their emotions. And they're attached to their intellect. They think they are their mind, body, and emotions. Many people are attached to the past. And as they get older, the past gets bigger and the future gets smaller. Putting all that aside, in Sanatana Dharma, the emphasis is on realization. If you realize that you have a body and it is yours, you simultaneously realize you are not your body. Therefore, be affectionately detached from your body, but still live in it. If you realize that you have emotions, and those emotions can be used positively or negatively, you simultaneously realize that you are not your emotions. And once we realize that we have an intellect to use that can be used positively or negatively, we simultaneously realize we are not the intellect. What is that process of realization? After the experience of the body, after the experience of the emotions, after the experience of the intellect, the soul can see that it is independent of body, mind, and emotions. And that brings affectionate detachment from body, mind, emotions. And you can go on into many other realizations of the subconscious mind, of the some of the subconscious mind, and all the wonderful things that obviously you've been reading about in Merging with Shiva.